You're listening to Sweet Life, the show that helps you find and walk your own special path. I'm Brooke Peterson. The Foothill Workforce Investment Board is a job resource center located here in Pasadena. They specialize in services for the future employee, offering a job search resource lab, workshops and seminars, layoff recovery assistance, veteran services, youth services, and more. Joining me now is Jumana Barakat from the Foothill Workforce Investment Board. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, it seems like you guys sort of do it all. And when I discovered you right up the street from Pasadena City College, it was such a gold mine of resources and help and support. Tell us a little bit about it.
What we do is, this is a federally funded program. The money comes through the state of California, and the city of Pasadena happened to be the holder of this particular grant. But we service multiple cities. City of Pasadena happens to be holding the grant, but we service seven other cities.
Mm-hmm.
And
our
consortium consists of Arcadia, Monrovia, Duarte, South Pasadena, Sierra Madre, Pasadena, and the community of Altadena.
Great.
And beyond.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
What we say, depending on what kind of program, what kind of grants that we have at the moment. What we do is that we are two-tier services. We offer services to job seekers, and we offer services to businesses and employers.
Both sides, yeah.
The ultimate is that our ultimate goal and our mission is to provide a comprehensive system that serves the job seekers in helping them move to the next step, find a new job, upgrade their skills into a new job, and provide them labor market information, support, classes, anything they need to help them get into the next step.
Wow, that's also a lot.
Yeah, that's for job seekers. And on the employer end, we offer recruitment. Like yesterday, we had a huge job fair on our site on Green Street, where we had 30 employers who came in to recruit, and we had about 500 people participate in the job fair. And we work with employers on multiple levels by offering them business seminars to nourish their business, hoping that this will create more jobs and help them hire people and build the bridge between the job seekers and employers. So the ultimate goal is to be involved in the economic development of the area. The ultimate goal is to provide a place where job seekers can come and seek help. And job seekers, when we say job seekers or dislocated employees, mm-hmm. we are talking about the whole gamut, people with PhDs to people with GEDs. There is no, different programs for different populations.
Now, I know that you had a job fair yesterday.
Yes.
I drove past there and
yes.
I saw all the tents and lots of people. Was it a success?
It was a huge success. We had 30 employers on hand.
Or was it a wide variety of places?
It was wide variety, because when we set up for job fairs like that, we make sure we have something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So because we have the professionals, we have people from different industries. So we had, for instance, Caltech was, HR department was there to recruit. We had the Salvation Army. We have Athens Waste Management. We had Commerce Casino. We had a couple financial employers. I'm just going down the rows remember who was there. We had retailers. We had Vons. We had Marshalls, TJ Maxx. Who else? I'm just trying. The Art Institute was there. They have 35 positions open right now.
Oh, wow, that's great.
We have one recruitment agency, Staffmark, that we work very closely with in town. So when we set up for these job fairs and career expos, we try to bring in employers depending on the flow of the kind of clients who come in and out.
Oh.
It was open to the public,
mm-hmm.
Was advertised in multiple newspapers. And we only allow employers who are hiring.
No schools. That's so key.
With all due respect to all the schools and programs and training schools, that's for us a resource. That's a valuable resource, and we work with everybody all the time. But I truly believe that job seekers are getting to a point where they don't believe in job fairs anymore because they attend and there's no hiring. We had seven on-the-spot hires yesterday.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it was like, yeah, it was
huge.
A huge event. And that's yesterday. And a lot of people are signed up for interviews in the coming weeks. So in a month or so, we'll know what our results were.
Oh, that's very exciting. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So for the people out there who are about to embark on a job search, mm-hmm. maybe they have already started the process. Mm-hmm. The first process, I believe, is just preparing for that whole, assault of putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And what do you suggest for people to get ready for the job search? It could be a bit, a little overwhelming what's out there.
I'm going to throw a number out there so the listeners don't think she's just anybody who's coming to talk about workforce development. I've been in this field for 19 years now. And I'm not telling you when I started, but 19 years. And what happens is that things change, like everything. Education changed, technology is changing, everything is changing. So the way we look for work nowadays is completely different from the way we did it 5 years ago or even 10 years ago.
Yes.
Preparation is 90% of this battle.
Oh.
When somebody wants to find employment or look for a job, it's not just a matter of sitting in front of the internet and looking all day long and having one resume. And looking for a job is a complete strategy. And you have to go through the whole steps to understand it. The first thing is to understand it is not about you. It's about the employer's need. This is the approach that should be. Writing a resume, you have to understand there's no one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
It does not work like that anymore. Are we saying you have to write a resume for every position you apply for?
Kind of. Oh, no.
You have to look at the requirement of every position and make sure that when the employer picks up this resume, they see exactly what they're looking for right off bat. They're not going to read through two pages or three pages, God forbid anybody has three-page resume, to find what they're looking for. Also, the strategy include understanding what the labor market is, knowing what you want and how you're going to match it with what's out there. Which industries are growing? Am I on the right track? Is my approach the right way? Should I be using the internet? Should I be networking? Should I be doing cold calling? And we tell everybody you have to do everything.
Mm.
It's like investments. You invest and you see which way your return is, which is paying off more.
Yeah.
And the payoff is, are you getting an interview? Are you getting a phone call? If this is happening, that means what you're doing is right. You have to concentrate on one way and continue to do everything else. Every job seeker has to set goals. And when we say goals, it's not like my goal is to find a job. For us, this is not a goal. This should not be a goal for a job seeker. They have to know exactly what they want. I want a job as, a radio announcer. I want that job by this time. In order for me to get this job, the following things have to happen. When I get to that point, and you have to have alternative plans.
Mm.
And you have to work all your job search within a timeline. And I tell everybody, treat your job search, the cliche that everybody hears, and if I hear it one more time, it's a full-time job to look for a job. I don't know if that's true or not, but you have to be very organized. You have to make a plan, a weekly plan. It's not like I get up in the morning and have my coffee and watch my shows, then I do a couple searches and I do that. It just, you have to be more organized. You have to have a schedule. On this day, I'm doing this, this, and that.
And what kind of things what would the organization look
the
like?
The organization would be looking like Monday, I'm going to check my emails to see if I have any responses from any employer, or check my magnets to see what kind of jobs, got attached. I'm going to review these jobs, do research on employers. The second day, my goal is to send 4 different resumes online to go down to the Foothill Workforce Investment Board on Green Street and see if there's new posting or attend a workshop. On Wednesday, there is a community event happening that I might have the opportunity to meet employers. I'm going to go attend this event. You just have a calendar for yourself and continue to live. Mm-hmm. People think if we're looking for work, we are not allowed to do all the other things that we normally do.
Yeah.
We might not be able to afford them, but that doesn't mean, you have to work your exercise into that, your relationships, your friendships, your kids, everything must come full circle. That's why at our center we are everything to everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, as much as we shouldn't be or it's not possible, but we try to help everybody and meet everybody where. At the needs that they need.
Yeah, that's great. That's great news. Will you come back again?
I would love to come back again.
Next time we're going to talk about the resume.
Yes.
Because we all have different resumes.
Oh, we can talk about the resume. Sure.
We've been talking to Jemana Barakat from the Foothill Workforce Investment Board. They just had a fantastic job fair yesterday. When is your next job fair? Do you know?
We do these twice a year, so probably late spring will be our next one.
Excellent. And yes. We will definitely keep everybody abreast of that information. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Sweet Life. My name is Brooke Peterson, and you're listening to us on Lancer Radio. LancerRadio.org, streaming live from the beautiful campus of Pasadena City College. And it is a gorgeous day outside. Don't go anywhere.